Alright, so thanks for tuning in to Three Being Cool Podcast. Night Rise, Night Witness Us, Inform Us, Not Really. Sorry for the week off. Lots of things, all the things.
Lots of things.
Most
of the things happened.
I have things I can't talk about for legal reasons. You have stuff that you can maybe if you want to talk about, but you don't have to.
It's been a
week, man.
It's been a week.
Chuck. Talking it real quick.
Check.
Turn it just like this. Do a quick turn. Like, put the bass, like,
huh?
Turn it just because you sit like that. Turn it. Now talking to it?
Check.
Perfect. Can you hear the difference?
Perfect. Nope.
I promise it's there. I can see it.
Okay. I believe
in real time. I was thinking about getting, like, a monitor to hook up, like, next to it so we'd have, like, the mixer and then this.
Cool.
But,
that'd be cool.
Yeah, but it's overkill for this. It really is. What the fuck are we doing?
Check.
Thanks to everybody who said nice things about the thing that happened to me. I can't talk about the thing that happened to me, but it happened, and thank you for being nice about it.
And thanks to everyone that's been nice to me.
Everybody's been nice to you.
Only two people know.
Go ahead, if you want to.
One guy at work that I'm friends with, and you. I haven't really said anything to anybody.
You seriously don't have to if you don't want to.
I'll just mention it.
All right.
Just so that it's out there, so it's not ever brought up. But Bridget has left me, so it's been a difficult week.
Yeah, it's been a real week for everybody, both personal, work-wise. A lot of stuff going on. We're all going to try to be as positive as we can about it.
I'm trying to be as positive as I can. I'm trying to be,
I'm going to TP your car and egg the couch she's sleeping on.
Trying to be healthy, and I'll stay here. I'll keep the house, and it's in my name.
I say you keep the house, and you get Tristan to move in. I'm not kidding. I'm being dead serious.
That's fine.
Get Tristan a job somewhere and get him to move in here.
I'd like to just keep it me.
Just dude, you got this. Like, you have a big house to yourself. Like, you and Lucas both are, like, free Lucas, free Nick 2016. Because, like, Lucas, I'm not blowing up a spot. He went through a divorce. So.
I don't mean to blow it out of proportion.
Right.
But 6 years?
Yeah.
It was a long time.
Has it been 6 years?
6 years.
Fucking A, man.
So, I mean, it kind of feels like what I would imagine. You know, a divorce, maybe.
I won't delete me saying let's delete that, but I will delete what I said. So now people listening, they're going to be like, oh, fuck, he finally edited something out of the show. Nick, just so you know, Nick Marks, I shouldn't have said his last name, from, I'm not going to edit that out, from Two Shots. Well, his name's in his fucking Twitter handle. I don't care.
Fucking.
Yeah. I edit stuff out of the show all the fucking time. He was like, everybody thinks it's a running joke of like, well, Patrick's going to say he's going to edit something out and you want to edit it out. There's shit that doesn't make the cut, so know that. So, me and Nick, we've got emails, we've got questions. What do you want to do, man? Dealer's choice. I don't know what that phrase means. What do you want to do first? I got three questions. I got one email. What do you want to do?
Well, okay, so I'm not going to kill myself.
Look, I'm not going to tell you that. I hope you don't.
I'm not...
Please don't kill yourself.
Okay.
Okay, I won't.
If you say so.
I mean, yeah, it's...
It's fucking rough,
it
man.
Sucks. It fucking sucks.
I was completely blindsided.
But like I said, would you rather have known, or would you rather just be like, alright, fuck it, this is what this is now.
Yeah.
Roll the punches, man. Dude, you're gonna be fine. I know it's like, it sucks now. Like I said outside... There's going to be days that are going to suck worse than other days, but those days are going to get farther and farther apart to just like every now and then you'll have one day where you're just kind of like, man, today fucking sucks. And then the next day won't be as bad, and the next day won't be as bad. I mean, it's to be expected. It's okay to be upset. It's not okay to ask me to jerk you off with my mouth in the living room while watching YouTube videos.
Well, now I know who my real friends are.
Yeah, okay, yeah, okay. Oh, there are a line of people you got showing up later to suck your dick? Is that what this is about? Yeah, Nick, we were sitting on the couch, and Nick was like, hey, man, would you jerk me off? with your mouth. And I think I said I'd rather not. No, I said I really don't want to. I don't want to. I don't, listeners. Nick, I don't want to suck your dick.
That's fine. Kevin's a real friend.
Who the fuck is Kevin?
The mouth.
Oh, you got a guy coming over later to fucking blow you? Fucking. Hey, Kevin.
Yeah, man, it fucking sucks.
Hey, Kevin, I'm having a rough day. You mind coming over here and help me empty out? The tank's getting topped off. I need you to come. I need you to come relieve the pressure on the valves. Then when you're done, I'm going to put a stop lock on my balls. I learned about stop locks at my new job.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I have to know about all this. I went from working from the number one company in one facet of electronics to the number one company in a different facet of electronics. And they're both just full of bullshit, either one of them. It's like, learn all this stuff about something you're never going to fucking use. So I had to learn all these, like, I took all these, like, lessons on, like, manufacturing and, like, plant procedures and all this other kind of shit. And then I look around. Yeah, I mean, it's cool, but then, like, I would look up from my cubicle and go, like, there's no machinery around here. It's just a bunch of people who are pretending to be busy while they have three monitors, and one's on YouTube, and the other two are, like, kind of work-related, and they're all just eating. All anyone does at my new job is sit at their cubicle and fucking eat. They brought in, they constantly have, like, local food places come in and just leave food for everybody.
What do they eat?
Oh, I was really upset because...
Pussy.
That would fuck... No, there's not. You don't want to there. It's just a bunch... Imagine what you think a bunch of... Okay, I can't... I gotta speak... This job, I have to speak in vague. Yeah. Because, one of the people who helped me get that job is a superior at the place. And I know
he's a superior guy.
And he listens to this, so I really have to... He
won't come get his goddamn squatty potty.
I have to tide the line. No, like...
Can you toe the line?
Whatever. Tide the line. Tie up that line. I gotta tie up them lines. Is it toe the line?
Yeah, it's toe the line.
Dude, I told you. I just say these phrases. I don't know what they mean. Dealer's choice. I was saying fucking... sometimes you can't breathe for 3 days before someone told me that it was racist.
What?
When I told that black girl at Kroger, she was like, oh, it's no big deal. I was like, ah, you know, some days you can't breathe.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I don't know any better.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
Yeah, see, that's racist. What you did is racist. Well, they did...
What do you mean? That's how I talk.
I know. They did ice cream the other day, and, like, I couldn't go down and get any. All right, here's some fuck shit that happened. Like, I was sitting at my desk, and, like... I've done the type of job I'm doing for fucking years. For years. And just knocking shit out of the park, doing it's really easy. It's easy for me. I'm sure someone who hasn't had the experience I had would come in there and just fucking stutter step. But, like, I had to do what's called shadowing, where, like, you just do your job and then someone sits over
your
shoulder.
That's racist.
That, no, it was a white person. Like, I was doing my job, and then, like, someone who's higher up on the level, on the totem pole of
like a tall person.
Like a tall, yeah. It's nine, this giant. She was standing next to me and, like, just kind of, like, watched me do my job or whatever. And then this girl who, like, works down the aisle came over. She goes, oh, there's ice cream on the second floor. And I was like, fucking word.
You love ice cream.
I wanted some of it. So I was like, oh, cool. How long is it going to be down there? She goes, probably like another half hour. I was like, oh, okay, cool. All right. So you should get some. I was like, oh, I got to finish this report real quick.
You got to finish your TPS report.
That's essentially what it was. So I'm, like, knocking out this thing, and then, like, it's done, and I send it off or whatever, and I do some other things. And, like, half an hour later, I'm like, all right, I'm going to go get some ice cream. And person who is shadowing me was like, well, just...
Kelly.
I'm not even going to name.
Kelly.
Tall Kelly was just kind of like, before you go down and get some ice cream, just check your inbox real quick, see if you got anything, see if you got any response to what you sent out earlier.
And you're like, get off my ass,
Tall
Kelly.
And I was like,
all right, Kelly.
Cool, sure, I'll do that. So I pull it up, and then I was like, I look at the clock, I was like, the ice cream's going to be gone in, like, 6 minutes. And, like, I don't know my way around the building enough to get to that ice cream in time. So I'm just, like, doing all this shit. Where are you going?
I'm getting a drink that
you got me. Oh, okay. Nick's grabbing a soda, so I'll keep telling the story. So Tall Kelly's like, well, just check your inbox real quick before you head down there. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I opened up my inbox, and there's something that was, like, urgent that needed my attention that was going to take longer than 6 minutes to do. So I'm kind of like, all right, time management skills. I have hour or so left before I need to take off. Ice cream will take 5 to 10 minutes to get. I don't know where in the building.
Dude.
It's going to take me at least 5 minutes to find that ice cream.
You're bumming me out.
And then I was like, and then I got it. And then so I got, they're going to be gone in 6 minutes. I got 5 minutes to get down to that floor to find it. So that leaves me 60 seconds of wiggle room. All right. Like, this is what my mind was focused on at the moment. And Tall Kelly is just kind of like, oh, okay, we'll respond to this one. Then when you're done with that, you can run down and get it.
You're
and
like,
I
was, and I looked shut at her, the fuck
and
up,
I was like,
Tall
I was like,
Kelly.
And I was like, all right, I can do that. I was like,
you're going
right.
to make me miss out on ice cream day.
So this is like,
I'm a grown up.
This is like my third person. Day out of training. It's my first day with her shadow. It's like, all right, fine. Yeah, I'll knock this out. And I'm looking at it and I was like, this is going to fucking take forever. So I just start doing the job and I just chalk up Patty Boy and get no ice cream today. All right. Tall Kelly pulls her fucking phone out and goes, oh, she does this. She goes, oh, she's so nice. And then just taps her phone, right? Puts her phone back in her pocket. I was like, didn't think anything of it. 6 minutes later, some chick walks up with two ice creams.
Tall Kelly eats both of them.
No. Guess what happens?
What?
Tall Kelly gets one handed to her, and then those two people enjoy ice cream. Well, I just sit at my desk. Fucking stewing on it, man. Fucking stewing on it, dude. I sat like the rest of my fucking day, every time I typed, like I was trying to break the fucking keyboard.
You've heard first world problems.
Still a problem. Still a problem. Like, that's my argument for that. It's still like Emily's brother said that, and it's never, it rings
Holy
true.
Shit.
Yes, first world problem. Guess what? Still a problem. Everybody, no exaggeration. For as far as the eye can see in that office, fucking just sitting there on a Friday, last Friday of the quarter, just sitting there loving
oh
their life,
God.
Enjoying it.
Q3.
Oh,
Q2,
no.
End
actually,
of Q2.
It was end of Q2, actually. Yeah,
end
it was
of
end Q2. And they're all like, oh, fucking last day of Q2. Nothing's going to get sent out today. We're just here. We're just punching the clock today, everybody. And you know who knew that?
Do you
bosses.
Think if we stand head to head, that 38 will kill both of us?
What do you mean?
Do you think if we stand like right next to each other?
And what do you mean, like in the end of Die Hard, Live Free Die Hard, where he shoots himself in the chest to shoot that guy in the chest?
Yeah.
I'd rather not. I don't really want. You're setting up a lot of things today that I don't really want to do. Yeah, so I'm sitting there fucking typing away this angry ass email, and then everybody around is just fucking enjoying this goddamn ice cream, and it's like. You would think that me being the new guy, they would be like, get that motherfucker some ice cream. But nobody seemed to care on whether or not I got ice cream.
No one does.
Then here's what fucking sucks.
No
it's like
one cares.
I'm, in the training thing, there people, they all train at the same time. We all got the same training, but some of us are higher levels than others. I got a higher level because, you know.
Ooh, look at you, boy.
So, but you know, it's come back to bite me in the ass, Nick, because I'm like, all right, I'm going to go to the bathroom. You know what I was going to do?
Get an ice cream.
I was going to be like, oh, I couldn't find the bathroom on this floor. I know the bathroom on the ice cream floor. So I just went to the bathroom. Oh, whoopsie doopsie. I found ice cream next to the shitter. But I didn't do that because I turned the corner and I see everyone from my training class coming up the stairwell. Guess what they're all doing?
Eating ice cream.
Every motherfucker on Friday got ice cream except for me. I would argue that everybody in that building, every single, the thousands of employees who work there, they all got ice cream but me. I would argue that. That if we had this group photo outside,
your life has become
like,
better off, Ted.
Where they're like, raise your hand if you got ice cream. Everybody raises their hand, but me. My fucking boss standing next to me is like, oh, she's so nice. After telling me that I should go get ice cream, eats ice cream in front of me. You can laugh all you want. People at home can be like, oh, first of all, still a fucking problem on my radar.
Not really.
Yes, it is. I bet Kenny got ice cream. Kenny, text me when this comes out. Let me know whether or not you got ice cream. I guarantee Kenny got ice cream.
Holy shit.
No.
I guarantee he doesn't remember.
Yeah, it's probably true. Or he's probably like, I got two ice creams. Yeah, dude, I was fucking furious about it.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry for laughing in your face.
No, man, it's fine. It's whatever.
But
no, it's fine. I would rather people laugh at like, oh, everybody got ice cream too. That's funny. I would rather that because at least then it's fun. It's a joke.
Well, it's
fun.
Just it just seems like something you wouldn't care about, and so it's really funny.
No,
it seems like something you'd be like, oh, everybody else I work with is a fat piece of shit. Who gives a shit?
Eat that ice cream, fat people. Like, no, I was fucking mad. Like I was, because it was one of those things where like it'd be different. It was like a handful of us. No. As far as the rows I could see, everyone's sitting there with a fucking like fudgy wudgy dingling bar. It's like,
I'm just imagining
I'm sitting there
you.
Being like, oh, I'm sorry, Karen, that your bags didn't get there overnight like they were supposed to.
I'm just imagining you like with Karen, tall Karen standing up over you and you like with your head up around your cubicle.
Tall Kelly.
With like a tie on and a short sleeve dress shirt. Just like a prairie dog in the middle of a desert.
Oh, no, I don't.
Just staring at everybody who's got their face in like a bowl of ice cream.
I seriously
That's just what I'm picturing.
I felt like Milton when they were handing out cake in Office Space. Like, it's like, pass it down. So, like, and then he gets to me, he's like, you don't get a piece of cake. Like, that's exactly like, oh, Patrick's getting the ice cream. Patrick's got to handle this bag situation. No, it was. Yep.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Poor
yeah.
guy.
But it was cool, though, because she was like, hey, it's 4:00. Get out of here. And I was like, I could stay and finish this. She goes, no, no, take off. And I was like, where was that attitude 15 minutes ago when everybody got ice cream?
God
but me.
Damn it, Talk
Kelly. I got to edit, bitch. I got to edit me scream bitch out. Nah, fuck.
Can we take a break? I got a TT.
It's been 15 minutes.
I know, but I still got a TT.
You go pee. I'll do the plugs while you do that, because we're in a flow. I don't want to get up. You go pee. I'll do the edits. Just going to edit on the fly here. So you can follow us on Twitter at TBCoolPodcast. You can follow us on Instagram at ThroughBeingCoolPodcast. You can follow me on Twitter at DarthPat85. I'm private, but if you send me a request and mention the show or something like that, I'll let you follow me. I'm also on Instagram at ThroughBeingCool. Let's see. You should listen to Coffee I'll Delete. You should listen to Big Shiny Podcast. You should listen to Hello Sweetie Podcast. You should listen to, KWW Podcast. Kenny and Wes, I love you guys. They put out a new episode. I haven't listened to it yet, but I bet it's killer. I'm trying to see here why Nick's taking his pee-pee. I'm going to pull up the email from Joe, and then we'll read that when Nick gets out of the bathroom. He's probably got his fucking little meaty hog out there shooting water into the bowl. Filling it up to the brim, shooting his yellow gold into the open maw of the throne. Where'd you go? You back?
I'm back.
You want to do the email from Joe?
Yeah, I want to let me
go ahead.
Mention this real quick.
Sweet.
So I'm taking flight lessons.
Oh.
So I'm trying to
Where did I send that? What did that text message I sent to you?
I don't remember.
I remember it. But, you said you were taking flying lessons, and I said, bird shit on a saltine covered in mayo.
Yes.
God damn, that is the whitest thing you... It's only whiter if it's glider. Are you gliding, or is it like a... Have you started the flight lessons?
No. I start the 13th. Oh. Dude, I'm excited.
Should you get behind the wheel of a plane? Is it called a wheel? On a plane? You don't know? Fuck you!
I think it's called a stern.
Nope. I'm that is kidding. A part a of a boat.
That was a joke.
I went to sailing camp one time. It's an all-boys Christian sailing camp. We'll talk about that on another show.
Yeah, I need to hear that.
We'll talk about that on another show because that
I
is
think
a,
I knew that about you.
You did know, but I don't talk about it because it's such like a... Because
of the fingering?
No. I'll talk about the fingering all day
because
long.
Of the fingers?
No, because of just the...
Because of the four fingers?
It was a... I blocked out a lot of it. Go ahead. So you're taking.
So I'm trying to deal with
Nick's
this
taking to the sky
in a healthy way and to not be not act out. And so
I'm sorry, but I think deciding to put a giant vehicle into the sky is kind of acting out in a positive way.
Yeah,
but it's like it's
I'm
like,
trying not to act out inappropriately.
I'm just trying to process because this is going to lead to eventually you trying to get me to get into a plane with you where you're in control, and I don't know that I could do that.
Okay. You won't even ride with me in a car.
Well, that's because I have anxiety with people driving. I always have. You know that. I always have.
Yeah.
I always try to. If I'm in the
I'm
car
in charge
with somebody,
of your life.
I know. Nick can vouch to this. If I'm in a car and there's two people, I'm going. I'm sitting in the back.
Yeah.
And I'm probably going to stare at my feet or the headrest in front of me the whole time.
So I'm planning on booking a vacation. I'm not sure where I'm going to go yet. I'm thinking maybe like China, like somewhere crazy. And I'm going to do that to try and kind of distract myself and kind of hit the reset button. And then I'm also taking flight lessons so I can learn how to fly a plane.
Are you doing it at the airfield out here?
No, or do it's you just in Nashville.
Oh, okay. Do you just know a guy with a plane or?
No, there's like a school.
How much? I mean, that shit can't be fucking cheap.
I will.
You don't have to put a dollar.
I will fly
to.
For a half hour. The first lesson, it's $99.
What?
Yeah.
Wait, hold on. You pay $99 to just fly a plane?
Yeah.
Now I'm listening. Wait, hold on. Is it a plane where like you like it's like
you're not allowed to be brown though.
Well, that's just because we're in the South. But like, so the handlebars, are there two sets of handlebars for airplanes? So like,
I don't know.
If you start to fuck up, like, you know, when you do driver's ed,
yeah,
there's like two sets of brakes. I wonder if it's like that.
I don't know.
Or if the pilot's just going, all right, you guys got the, he just leans back in the chair and lets you go.
Not sure.
It's only $100.
$100.
And you can fly a plane for half an hour. All right, now I'm interested.
It was $199, but I got a deal.
Where'd you get that fucking deal?
Groupon.
Don't go changing. Hey, who are you going with?
Myself.
Wait, but a group.
Me, myself, and I.
No, I don't understand how. I thought for Groupon, we had to buy like six of them.
No.
How does Groupon fuck well? I'm not talking about this. So you were like,
I don't know. They
piqued my interest.
They call companies.
You're a fucking con, man. Like you piqued my interest with something you know. Or like, look, this is so ridiculous. Patrick might want to be a part of it. And then you're like, oh, but let's bring it into my world. What do I know and love? Saving money. Groupon. Hey, Patrick, what if I told you you could fly a plane for half an hour for $100? I tell you, where's the line of dicks I have to suck? And you go, you don't have to, Patrick. You just have to download this app. What's that app called? Groupon. You're a fucking Jehovah's Witness. That's the same fucking spiel they give.
So there's, I might go to Nepal. What do you think about that?
I don't know anything about it. There's elephants.
I'll,
Akbar.
You hear that?
What?
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a thing that happens.
So here's a Nepal tour where I go to the Mount Everest base camp for $7.99.
$8? It's only $8?
$700.
Wait, how does Groupon work if it's just you? I thought you had to, like, that was the whole point, is five or six people go in on this deal and then you get to do it.
No. I don't really know. Maybe that's how it originally started. But
I think that is how it originally started. Like, because that was like a thing of, if we get nine people, we can all go to Las Vegas for like $40.
But how it works is, it's my understanding that they buy a bunch of, like they buy these packages.
And they just buy enough of them so they can sell them at cost to break even.
Right, and they push the company to lower the cost in order to raise awareness about their product or service.
Oh, so it's kind of like if that company wants to run a promotion, they contact Groupon.
You lose money up front.
So they use Groupon as the marketing outlet.
Basically, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes sense. Because I remember back in the day.
So they say, we've got X amount of subscribers, and if you eat, you know, $20 per item or service, you'll gain this amount of, you know, publicity.
Well, like, it used to be like nice restaurants would be like, you and five of your friends,
I think that's how they started,
can eat at this restaurant for like $30 a piece and get whatever you want.
Yeah.
Drinks aren't included. So what they'll do is be like, it's for a specific day, and they you can all go in there, and it's like to raise promote. So they use it as like a promotion and marketing outlet. That's really clever. I'm still not going to do it, but
I've heard they're ruthless too.
What do you mean? Groupon is?
Yeah. I've heard they'll like bully the organization into.
What, they send a guy in there with a baseball bat?
Into dropping the price. I've heard they're really aggressive.
I just imagine like the Groupon bookies going in there, like raising shit, smashing tables.
We're willing to.
We'll put it on. Oh, dude. All right. So you want
to
talk about.
I'm here to offer a service.
I have a new favorite voice.
What's that?
Have you seen Chappie yet?
What is it?
It's Chappie! You Chappie, you be a ninja man, Chappie. Motherfucker, be sick of sleepy time, Chappie.
What?
Have you not seen it yet?
No.
Afrikaan is my favorite new voice to do.
Oh, that's what they speak in South Africa, all right?
So
right?
I watched Chappie last night.
That's where
Die Antwoord's from.
Yeah.
It's funny you mention that. They're in Chappie. They're
really?
Characters in Chappie.
I'm a motherfucking ninja.
Yeah, she's like, he's just a baby. He's Chappie, he's just a baby. And then the ninja guy is just kind of like, you sure gun like this, Popo. Chappie. It's my favorite fucking thing to do now. I was walking around my apartment today, just being like, because they teach a fucking robot to talk like a fucking idiot. Well, I mean, everybody, that sounded terrible. That sounded kind of racist.
Afrikaans is a combination of Dutch and like local African languages,
dude,
right?
They sound like goddamn Muppets. They sound fucking ridiculous. Also, that Die Antwoord guy looks like Wes with a haircut. Me and Emily were losing our shit, because every time like they would show the Die Antwoord guy like making like a weird face, We'd be like, that's fucking Wes. And then Wes has the platinum teeth or chromed out teeth too.
Yeah.
So does that guy.
What, technically.
It's Chappie! You go sleep!
I understand it's De Antwood is the pronunciation.
The best part
means
of that.
Means the answer.
Is that what it means?
Yeah.
That's actually kind of a cool name for a band. The part of that movie that makes no sense to me is like there's no reference to like how long it's taking things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So everything goes, like all the robots go rogue and just start, they all stop working. So they don't go rogue. They just break down. And then like crime erupts like in 2 minutes.
I love crime.
And then in 2 minutes, the entire city's on fire.
Let's go do some crimes.
I don't want to do any crimes.
Like order sushi and not pay for it.
I don't really want to do, that would be down for that.
Do you know what that's from?
No.
You don't know?
What, to buy sushi and not pay for it? What is that from?
Yeah.
It sounds familiar.
Fuck it, man. Let's go do some crimes. Yeah, like order sushi and not pay for it. It's from, shit. What's the name of that movie?
Fuck. People at home are screaming.
Repo Man.
Oh. Oh, yeah. Okay. Okay, so I do recognize that line.
That's what those, like, the punks. That's what they said.
Sushi's punk as fuck.
Fuck yeah. So, fuck this, man. Let's go do some crimes.
The entire fucking movie, like, they don't reference how long anything takes. So
I Love Crime, the EP by Against Me, before they were a chick rock band.
Against Me is opening up for Andy DeFranco on Lil' Affair. I'm sorry, I don't care that you don't like your dick. Shut
Their
up.
Their singer's used to be a girl, now he's a boy.
No, it's the other way around.
Used to be a boy, now he's a girl.
Used to be a boy, now it's a girl. And it's gross. And I hate it. And I don't think they should vote. I think they should
I think their
country.
Newest record is excellent.
Yeah, I think they should go back to the moon or wherever it is they're from. That's what I'm going to start calling trannies now, moon jellies.
You're not supposed to say tranny.
Why?
Because it's not nice.
I'm tired of being PC. I'm just tired. Like, the PC shit's getting out of fucking
yeah,
control.
Yeah, it is. It's turning into the, as Joe Rogan calls it, the regressive left.
Now I'm in a more, I'm in a place where, like, I can't say
and I love
shit.
Guns.
I know you do.
And walls.
I know. And I don't like brown people.
No. It wouldn't be so bad if there weren't so many of them.
Trump or dump, you know what I'm saying? Trump or get off the pot.
Did you hear Louis C.K. talking about that?
No.
So you know Louis C.K. Was born in Mexico.
Yeah, he's half Mexican, half Irish.
Yeah, his dad was a Hungarian immigrant, and his mom was missionary.
He's more Mexican than Carlos Mencia is.
Yeah. No, he made a joke about that.
Yep.
And I think it was on Conan or something, but he was joking about it. He was like, he said that some woman was, and you know, I mean, so Spanish was his first language. I mean, the guy's Mexican,
right.
But he doesn't look Mexican. I mean,
not
he's
at
a,
all.
He's a, you know, white Mexican guy. He's got like dual citizenship.
He looks like a frumpy white person.
And, he said this woman was complaining to him about it. And he was like, I'm Mexican. He's like, what is your problem? And she's like, what did she say? She was like, she said, well, it wouldn't be such a problem if there weren't so many of them. There's just so many of them. He was like, what a horrible thing to say.
Dude, it's, I told you about, man, my old job, not my new job. My new job is fucking, I mean, honestly, my new job is progressive as fuck.
Really?
They have like, there's pride banners all over the fucking place.
It's cool.
Yeah, like there's the area I work in is called Pride. It's called like the Pride Aisle for an obvious reason, and like because I'm gay. There's like for obvious reasons,
but
and like the entire place is just like when all that shit happened in Orlando, mm-hmm. they had like an official like Pride Day, like they declared it.
Wow!
And everyone went down, got their photos taken with like rainbows and shit. I was like, that was one of the things that made me want
to
work there.
But you have
because I love sucking dick, and I figure like
not mine.
I'd be like, no, we're too close.
But you have to consider the point. At which it becomes reverse racism.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, do you turn the.
Ooh, hey, Nick, check your privilege. Don't mansplain this to me.
Oh, God.
Check your privilege. I can be upset about people trying to make me feel bad because I'm a white male. I get that. I'm allowed to do that.
Yeah, that frustrates me.
I get. Ooh, we are going to. Is it ruffle some feathers? Or is it rustle some feathers? Or is it, hey, Russell, where are your feathers? Or is it wrestle them feathers?
Like,
what is it? Is it ruffle feathers?
Ruffles.
Ooh, we are going to chip them wings. Is that a thing people say?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like a new thing. It's like, oh, you're white and a male. You can't complain about shit. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, that's...
You bitch.
That's a little shitty.
No, it's not little
stupid.
Shitty. It's huge shitty.
Yeah.
Hashtag huge shitty. If you feel like you're being oppressed, hashtag huge shitty.
Like, just because... So, fuck them.
No, I've...
Just because, like, maybe you've it's
Minor Threat said it best. I'm guilty of being white.
Yeah.
It's the only thing I'm guilty of. I'm extremely progressive in my beliefs on...
It negates your... It's basically saying your feelings don't matter.
What?
It's basically saying your feelings don't matter.
Or you're not allowed to voice that.
You're not allowed to be upset.
Yeah, I hate that shit.
That's shitty. That's mean.
I went on the... There's a website called Jezebel, which is like a feminist blog or whatever, and I read it, and I was just kind of like...
Ooh, but there's tons of sluts there.
Sluts who won't shave their pussies because they're trying to be cool. It's gross. Clean it up, ladies.
Sorry.
We've said so many terrible things at this point, I don't even know when I'm joking anymore. Like, I'm starting to, like, I don't know anymore. But I was reading that website, and it was like when I think I talked on a previous show, I was in a class, and it was all girls except for me and a gay fellow. So I was the only real man in there. And
I took women's studies, and our teacher
was a guy,
used the
right?
word, no, it was a lady, and she used the word faggy. She was She's like, I'm a lesbian. I'm allowed to say that.
No.
No. She was cool as shit. She was super funny.
You're allowed to say whatever the fuck you want. I'm allowed to be upset by that word.
I don't like that word. I don't say that word.
But. Well, that's because you're a faggot. What are we doing? Like, goddamn
it, it's great,
man.
Though. It takes
when we don't record, like, I know what Nick was talking about.
It takes the piss out of it.
But it's like, I know what you were talking about when you were like, I have to spend 40 hours a week not making the joke.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, so I sit at work. It took me 5 days to talk about cum. And even then, I had to, like, beat around the bush about it. So, like, people will say shit. And I'm just like, I start, like, visibly getting uncomfortable and sweating. Because all I picture is myself in a room throwing up the joke and smashing it with a baseball bat. And I can't, like, all these jokes are just going, are just hitting the ground. I'm not allowed to swing away anymore.
Are you okay, Patrick?
See, these nuts! Yeah, it's...
CD is nuts.
Like, I can't make any, like...
People are exhausting.
The only thing I'm, like, reserved to doing is, like, oh, thank God it's Friday, am I right?
Yellow is
I get to work and like my hands, like someone will say something and like my hands will start, like I'll start, like someone will say something and I'll think of something really fucking funny to me and probably no one else, and I'll stop typing and I'll say it in my head and then I'll go back to my job. That's my outlet now, because I can't look over my shoulder and be like, say it, because there's so many fucking people around. And it's just like, within earshot, there's guaranteed to be one person who's just kind of like, oh, no, mm-mm. Like, Kenny pulled me to the side, like, when I got the job, and he was like, hey, man, like, this is corporate. You have to play it cool. And I was just kind of like, first and foremost, I don't want to get fired because that would make you look bad. Second, our friendship just took to a new level because now I know that you don't think it's funny if I get fired. And he was just kind of like, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to fuck this up. I don't want to look bad on you, but also thank you for letting me know that you don't want me to get fired. I appreciate that.
So it really is like better off Ted.
It is that.
Yeah.
Like there are TVs everywhere playing commercials for shit with no volume, like announcements, emails coming in constantly. It is the most corporate job I've ever had. I fucking love it because it's really not hard. It's just multitasking and the day goes by fast as fuck. The drive sucks, but I'm getting a new car probably. So, because something happened that I can't talk about. It is one of those places where it's just like, it looks like it's one of every race, one of every gender, one of everything. My God, my dad just sent me a text. Would you like me to read it to you?
Yeah.
I know that's cut short, but I have to read this text message to you.
I gotta piss again.
Are you ready?
Yep.
When you gay a chance, can you drop off a key for your car? I need to move.
When you gay a chance?
When you gay a chance, can you drop off a key for your car? I need to move. You have to pee again?
Yeah.
Go pee. I'll just keep talking.
Okay.
Oh, I got like no problem talking. Funny. All right, fucking, that makes one of us. If you guys have been texting me and I haven't been responding, it's because I got a new phone and I don't have anybody's number anymore. I know that's a real rookie mistake given my business was transferring data from telephones and tablets and managing that kind of stuff, and I didn't manage it correctly myself. But hey, you don't always practice what you preach, and those who don't coach. So I can tell you how to secure all your stuff, but I rarely do it myself. And so if Dylan, like maybe Dr. Dylan and part-time Drew, and I think Jared's been texting me,
part-time
and
Drew.
Sam and Anthony and all those guys and anyone else who listens, if you could just text me a text message telling me to go fuck you and then leave your name in it, that'd be awesome. Or if you want to text me, say go fuck you and leave the name of somebody else, that's fine too. I wouldn't expect any different. Just I have a lot of area codes that I recognize the area code, but I don't recognize the number. So if you could just text me and let me know who you are, I'd appreciate that.
If anybody could send me kind words. And
people are nice as fuck on Twitter.
Tell Bridget to go fuck you. I would appreciate it.
Speaking of Twitter, let's do the Twitter questions, Nick. You ready? You ready?
What about the song?
What song?
It's time for Twitter questions.
Oh, is there a song for Twitter questions?
Motherfucking Twitter questions.
I didn't mean to step on your toes. Nick, please present us.
Nick's
with
not going to kill himself today. Twitter questions.
This one comes from Mr. Zog at Carson Meow Zog. Longtime listener, lots of times Twittering at TV Cool Podcast. Which testicle of your own is your favorite?
The center
if
one.
You had to lose one,
the center
which?
Testicle.
What?
The center testicle.
What are you talking about?
You're my.
Hold on. Do you really have three nuts?
Everybody does.
No, they don't. Fuck you. They don't have three. Shut up. I know that about the body. No, fuck you. We have two balls. Stop it. You were wanting me to be like, what? No.
Where did my second nut go?
Where did my third nut? I have three nuts.
Yo, it's the second one.
I like how you just assumed I only had
the
one.
The center
testicle.
One's the second one. The center nut's the second nut.
I fucking hate you. I don't know what you're fucking talking about. What are you saying?
Oh, shit.
You know I don't know anything about the fucking human body.
I would keep my right testicle, because my left testicle, I think I've got a hernia in.
Go to the doctor. I could recommend one. He's seen my balls a lot. Mine, my favorite one is my right one, because that's the one that wasn't fractured. But my right one is ascending, so it's trying to come back.
What?
Yeah, I have an ascending test.
You're going to turn into a girl.
No, I think it's ascending because it wants to be closer to me, and that's why I want it to be my favorite, because I wanted to hold him in my body instead of being down by my balls.
So am I going to have to start calling you Patricia?
No, I think he understands. Yeah, I'll start a shitty punk rock band right now. That sucks. Hey. I like Against Me. I do,
You don't like the last record?
I don't like getting beat over the head with anything. Yeah. Just like, I love Anti-Flag, but I can only listen like three or four songs in each album.
That's what they do, though.
We have to start calling her a they now? Because we're going to be PC. Her,
sure.
PC stands for pussy cooches, because it's only people who pussy complaints. That's what PC stands for. You're being a pussy and you're complaining.
Shim. That's what shim.
I don't think that's what you're supposed to call it.
That's what Z. Do you know about that?
Yes.
The new pronouns? The genderless pronouns?
Gender's fluid. Yeah, well, maybe you should fucking dry up and quit whining. Fucking stop it.
Yeah.
This turns into just
the Trump hour.
It's look, man.
You think that guy's got a fucking chance in hell?
Fuck yeah, he does.
I
think it's all a ploy? 100%.
I'm really of the opinion that he's been hired by the Clintons.
We had that talk.
I know.
Oh, I told you.
At first, I thought it was kind of bullshitty. No, but now I really am starting to believe.
What better way to ensure her victory than to pay someone who is a crazy person to fund him and just go, do whatever the fuck you want. And he did it, and it worked. They're maniacal as fuck. Clinton made a plane full of people who might have molested a bunch of children explode in the sky, and everyone just stopped talking about it.
Talking about 9/11?
No. I'm talking about
anybody might have molested a bunch of children. Look, to be fair.
Look into...
You might have molested a bunch of children.
I want people to look at me and not think that.
Good luck.
So there is a...
just kidding. It's just a joke.
There's a thing. If you want to get real bummed out...
It's just a joke I couldn't not make.
Oh, I know. Look into the Franklin cover-up. It'll ruin your fucking life. Look into that. Just type in the Franklin cover-up into Wikipedia and get into that fucking weird, sad hole.
His bodyguards like disappear on a regular basis, right?
Yeah.
They just disappear and nobody fucking talks about
Some would argue they weren't even really there to begin with. So you're going you're going with your left testicle? That movie is hard to watch.
I would lose my left, I would keep my right.
That was a Blade Runner reference, right?
Yeah.
What do you think of that movie? Like honestly.
I haven't seen it since I was a kid.
Okay.
I don't really remember.
It is a long fucking watch.
Yeah.
So you're going with your right?
I'd keep my right, yeah.
I'd keep my right. My left one's broken. I want to go away.
I would eat my left one. Is that what we're doing with them?
I'm not going to tell you not to. I really don't want to do that. So this one comes from
Not going to kill myself.
This one comes
from... Just letting you know. Just keeping everybody on the up and up. I've got an art show coming up soon.
Do you really?
Huh?
Now you have all this time for your paintings.
Kind of. Yeah.
Oh, I want you to paint angry. I want you to paint angry so bad.
So
you have to do it with no shirt on.
Matthew has asked me to have an exhibition at his...
Matt Barnes at Studio Post Office.
At his gallery opening. And I thought he was just kidding at first. And he's like, no, I really want you to do this. So I've been commissioned for free.
Still a commission, bro.
To paint.
How many are you going
to
do?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I don't know if I'm going to do like a series. It's supposed to have something to do with video games. That's like the theme of the gallery.
Oh,
opening.
Yeah, that's right.
So.
That one's coming up soon, Nick.
Yeah. I got to get on it.
Yeah, it's like, I think it's next week, actually.
It is.
So good.
You going to paint something overnight it to him? Are you
I'm gonna go.
You're gonna paint and then go stand.
I'm gonna take it there.
You're gonna stand in front of it and be like, "I did this one.
Yeah,
this is the one that I did.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang out and drink champagne and look at paintings.
I want you to do it. So, do you not have any of the more like nipple wizards or any of those paintings that you did? Nick did a painting called Nipple Wizard, which was just this really buff dude wearing a wizard hat and he had real long nipples. And then in the clouds above the guy's head, it said Nipple Wizard.
And I did the Hungry Toilet.
Yeah?
I did the...
It was just a toilet that said, feed me, but it spelled out shit.
Mm-hmm. I did the one that was Tristan kicking an alligator. I did the real up-close butthole that said, like baby thumper or something.
Cole's got that one up in his room.
Yeah.
And then I had the one where it was a fist, but one of the fingers were extended.
Yes.
And it was a dick.
That's my favorite.
I have that one. I had it framed. Remember I had it framed on my desk?
Yeah. That's how... it's a picture of how Tristan
Fingers Girls.
Do you like this?
This question comes from Sam at SKW5236 on Twitter. At TB Cool Podcast, Green Arrow or Hawkeye? And why Hawkeye? You want me to answer this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm going Green Arrow over Hawkeye. Tired. I think Hawkeye is boring. And I think Green Arrow is fun. And I like the TV show. And I like Steve Miller a lot. So
what one's Hawkeye?
Hawkeye is the one with the purple from the Marvel. And Green Arrow is DC. I'm a DC guy, so I'm going to go Green Arrow. This one comes from Nick at E.M. Marks. I'm sorry, at NMarks42 on Twitter, at TB Cool Podcast, Jesse, Lisa, or Kelly. Hashtag Saved by the Bell. What a dumb fucking question. Kelly Kapowski, are you fucking serious, Nick? You not fucking know me enough? If you not listen to this show?
I mean, I know you, yeah.
My first boner was Kelly fucking Kapowski. I was watching TV and I was just kind of like, I want to make cum on her. I didn't even know what cum was. It was like the universe was like, Patrick, fucking cum on that bitch.
I want to make her body pregnant.
Oh, that's just said too. I just said a terrible thing about somebody.
A dick sneeze into her.
I was following her on Twitter, or I was following her on Instagram. She broke the rule.
What?
If you post more than 3 pictures consecutively of you of your kids, I don't follow you anymore. Tyson, you're tied in that line, boy. You're towing that line. You're towing that line.
You're towing that tie.
Yes, you have a kid. You're very happy. I'm very happy for you and your wife. You're having a beautiful family. I'm enjoying that. I'm not enjoying the fact that every time I'm trying to scroll through Instagram and look at action figures and comic book drawings, I got to look at you being happy with your kid. Really ruined my day.
Not to be on your own.
Okay. I can't tell if you're joking or not, Nick, because you're smiling.
Must be nice, Tyson.
Oh, way to go, Tyson.
Maybe you could shoot us a message and tell us what it's like not to be alone and not to want to blow your teeth through the back of your head.
Yeah, Tyson, you fucking asshole. How dare you be happy? Oh, it must be nice to buy a house and hire people to come in here and just smash it with hammers or whatever that video was.
Yeah, it must be nice. Hey, what's a house that's not empty feel like?
Oh, my God.
Is it like a heart that's not empty? Because I know the feeling of both of those things.
I'm laughing because I'm so uncomfortable. Yeah, Tyson, if you could, write a haiku on how great your life is. Nick, are you serious right now?
No, I'm joking.
Okay.
Fuck, dude.
Did you just take a turn?
No.
All right,
I'm okay. Just making light of it.
You're such a fucking asshole, Tyson. Are you fucking serious?
How dare you be happy?
God, you son piece of a bitch. Shit.
You
piece of shit.
You stupid piece of shit.
It's so aggressive. Who else do we like? Hey, Chuck, fuck you. Doom sucked.
Stupid piece of shit.
No, actually, Chuck, I stopped playing Doom because I wanted to play Overwatch. I thought Overwatch's multiplayer was better than Doom, so I stopped playing it.
I'm just joking, Tyson.
I'm not, Tyson, you fucking asshole. Look at my house. Look at my life. Good God, Tyson. Why don't you just fucking bring in Rockwell, let him do a painting of your next lunch? We get it.
I bet you got ice cream on ice cream day.
Oh, Tall Sarah. Tall Kelly.
Tall Kelly went and got Tyson and his beautiful family some fucking ice cream. I'm just kidding. Do you know Michael Ian Black, his stand-up?
Yeah, I'm familiar with it.
He says it, and it's just like the most hateful.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds so fucking hateful to say stupid piece of shit, so anytime I'm
Well, that's like you and me, we had that one joke where we kept saying, like, if you put dumb or fat or stupid in front of whatever you're going to say about somebody, it immediately sounds 10 times worse.
You dumb fat shit.
You fat, ugly son of a bitch. You stupid motherfucker. All right, so we got a letter from Joe. I'm going to read this. Joe's coming in hot. This is like the third or fourth week Joe sent us an email. And this one's rad. You're going to like this one, Nick.
Okay.
Nick and Pat, greedy. If you want to be like Joe, and you want to be like Lorenzo, and you want to be like Nikki, and you want to send us emails, you can do that at throughbeingcoolpodcast@gmail.com. Nick, there's an email song, I think.
It's emails. Let's make sure Nick doesn't kill himself.
Greetings from the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Knight Riders. I'm not even going to joke about you accusing me of being a spy right now.
I ain't talking to no Saudis.
Also, fuck my life. I spent 38 hours flying here to spend less than 48 hours to train some technicians on our systems.
Oh, that's so
after sick. Which, it will be another 38-hour jaunt back home. You don't know hell until you've been on a 17.5-hour direct flight from Los Angeles to Riyadh. I think that's Riyadh.
That sounds awful.
Two equally shitty cities. This is by far the worst trip I've ever gone on. No time to adjust to the local time.
Hate flying.
Staying awake with Red Bull and Adderall during the day and not being able to sleep at all when I want to. Hey, man, if you got Adderall, let me know. Hey, Joe, real quick, since you're taking Adderall.
Hey, Joe,
you getting ropey boners? Because Adderall gives me those fucking like 3/4 boners. Yeah, I can't do anything with them.
Really?
I get real hard. I get real horny. Real horny. And I want to go big, but I just go medium. So let's see here. Adderall and day not being able to sleep at all when I want to. I say that as a way of apology for the incoherent ramblings herein. So, Saudi Arabia is an interesting place with mostly friendly, laid-back people who are also about the worst drivers on the planet. They must all be women. But what I found...
No,
that I added
it
that.
It says in the
I
Quran
that
women aren't allowed to drive.
Does it really? In the Quran, it says no cars for women?
No, you never...
That would make just as much sense as the rest of the bullshit.
No, you never heard that bit by Kamel?
No.
He said that his friend told him, well, to be fair, it does say in the Quran that women are not allowed to drive.
I like how you started the accent, and then you were like, I'm not doing this.
I'm giving up. And he was like, if it said in the Quran that 1,200 years from now there's going to be this metal box with wheels on it, and women aren't allowed to drive them, I would know two things for sure. Women shouldn't drive cars, and... Islam is the one true religion. It's funny, right?
It is the one true religion.
It's, oh my God, Emily.
That's so bad. It's such a bad impression.
That's not good?
No.
Oh my God, Emily, look at Mittens. Oh my God, he's so cute.
All right, so
you know what he does? He's got like 30 minutes on how cute his cat is.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God, Emily. Oh my God, look at Mittens.
Can I read this email? But what I found is that about a third of the time you go someplace new and exotic, it stops being new and exotic and you start hating it.
Oh my God, I'm from Pakistan.
This being my fourth time to the kingdom, I would be happy to never come back. That being said, my favorite pastime nowadays is telling rednecks and certain other peoples how fucking misinformed and stupid they are about the Islamic culture in the Middle East in general. Along those lines, I agree with you, Pat, that Trump may not be the president we need, but he is the president that at least some of us deserve. Fucking right! Well, big news for me, this is huge. As of last Friday, I turned in my resignation at my place of employment to return to school full-time to get my master's degree.
Oh my God, did we convince him to do that?
I don't know. Going full-time school August 17th. Hashtag point breaking. Kind of scared about that, kind of nervous, wondering if that is a good move, but you can only work for a company with an incompetent, abusive management team for so long. And if I'm giving my company the middle finger, in a nice professional way, of course, I might as well go improve my life intellectually while I'm at it. Also, engineers with an MSEE get mad paper, yo. Hey,
yeah.
Joe, don't chase that paper, chase opportunities. But I like where your head is at. So, Joe's misinformed question of the week. This is a good one. This is so good. I'm so glad we got this. We all know about Pat's fear of a lady or inside-out wiener popping out of a puss.
I don't think it's a fear. I think it's
Just genuinely curious.
I think it's a desire.
Well, what if the opposite happened? What if you're banging out your special lady real hard and being super adequate?
You're fucking a dude.
And being super adequate about it. And all of a sudden, your manly thrusting caused your dick to suck up into your torso like a sea worm sucking back in its whole balls and all. What if it turned out you were really a lady and your dick was just an inside-out puss?
No.
What if you couldn't get it to come back out? Would your beard immediately fall off? Would Inside Out by Eve 6 or the movie Inside Out take on a strange, ominous new meaning? Also, is it weird that this thought...
You could never listen to the band Inside Out again.
Also, is it weird that this thought has kept me up at night? And am I afraid to make sweet, sweet love to my wife now? Do I need to go see a doctor about this totally rational fear? Okay, love
you.
Bye-bye.
Wonder what it's like to have a wife.
Oh, my God.
Hey,
Tyson, why don't you tell us about having a wife?
Yeah, tell us, you stupid piece of shit.
Oh, my God. Stop calling it.
It's just a joke. He knows it.
Dude, what would you do if you're fucking and your dick goes up? We got 10 minutes.
I guess I'd start taking cooking classes.
That. You wouldn't be able to drive anymore.
I know.
Three things would happen. If my dick turned into a vagina,
I'd have to buy a bunch of dildos. I'd start taking cooking classes. I'd buy a lot of Kleenex because I'd be crying all the time.
No. Ugh.
Where?
I don't know why girls are so upset about tampons. They go up in their puss.
Yeah.
Only good things go.
Shit.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just joking.
I love being on the other end of this.
I'm just kidding.
What would you do?
I'm upset.
If your dick went up, right?
Fuck, dude. Would you embrace it?
First thing I do, immediately shave this fucking hedge of pubic hair I have going on right now. Because I have too much pubic hair right now.
I'd probably buy a big mirror and just jerk off to myself.
You wouldn't be able to jerk off. You have to, like, lady flick.
Oh, I'd finger my...
So I guess he's saying, like, your dick goes in, but the head of it shrinks up to the size of a clit. So, like, you just... Your dick, for some reason, because of the suction, goes up into your body, and now you just have a pussy.
So, basically, the question is, what if you're a girl?
No. What if you fuck so hard you just got a pussy? You wouldn't be a girl. Gender's fluid, you asshole. So your dick goes into you and just it's a vagina now. What would you do?
I guess I'd just live with it. I'd embrace it. Start sucking dick.
You don't have to do that. You don't have to have a vagina to just start sucking dick, Nick. Your priorities on blowing people is really strange. you don't have to have a vagina to suck dick.
You mean I can just go out there and start blowing people?
Yeah, you can go out there, not stay in here and blow people. That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, you want me.
I don't want you to.
How do you spell grinder?
It's G-R-I-N-D. I think it's clever, and it's just R. I used to install grinder on people's phones and hide the app all the time.
Really?
Yeah, I can say this now if I don't work there. But if a shitty customer came in and left me their phone, it was an asshole guy, I'd download Grindr and I'd sign him up for an account, and then I'd hide the app.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And then I'd set it for I turned his location on, and I'd set it to high, so like within like any Wi-Fi, if anyone else is on Grindr, he'd immediately start getting like hits.
Nice.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fuck y'all.
What would you do?
I don't know. I guess I'd just be a girl.
Would you start like would you be
a girl from then on?
Yeah, but, like, would you start, like, embracing, like, you wear, like, girl bottom bathing suits?
I guess I'd
suits?
Be like,
have you guys seen my pussy?
You would be such a slut.
Have you seen my fucking pussy? It's so...
But would you still,
my
like...
My pussy is so fucking dry right now.
But, like, if you went to the beach, like, would you still wear, like, board shorts, or
my
would you...
My pussy is so fucking dry. Like
that is a disgusting sound.
It's like a sound.
I'm taking the headphones off. It's so fucking gross. Ew! Who fucking says I want to make love?
Kevin Smith does when he does his impression of the guy that he does that podcast Edumacation with, Andy McElfrish.
I haven't listened to it.
God, so fucking.
I'm out of the Kevin Smith game.
Man,
what is your problem?
He spent 2 years complaining about something that was technically his fault. Too fat for a plane, so fix it.
Give the guy a break.
No, you get three episodes to complain about something. After that, it's like, get over it.
So this is episode one.
Get over it.
Being alone. I've still got two more episodes.
Yeah, I mean, you got two more weeks. But after that, I want you to buck up, cowpoke. Dude, let's go to a strip club and pay to stare at some buttholes.
I don't like to go to there.
I almost called you last night, and I was like, hey, man, let's just fucking go. I know you're going through some shit. I could probably get away with it if I told Emily why I went.
They just show you things. You can't have them.
Ooh, that was very serial killer. This is where it turns. This is where you take the turn and you're like, I can't come unless she's crying.
Yeah.
Oh! Barf. It's barf noise.
That's what happens.
So, back to Joe's question. If I grew a vagina where my dick was, I think Emily would be stoked.
Really?
Yeah. I think she'd be into it. I don't think she really cares for my dick. I think my dick is inconsequential.
She hates your dick?
Oh, I'm going to say too much. She's a clitoral stimulated lady, so...
Don't tell me that.
So, like, I don't think my...
I'm so tired.
I don't think throwing my hog in the pig pen does much for me.
I didn't sleep
what I mean?
Well last night because Bridget left me. Glad I don't have a big empty house and a empty hole in my heart like that stupid piece of shit Nick. That's what Tyson said.
Yeah, I heard Tyson kissed his wife. She goes, "What's that for?" And he goes, "I just want to do something he can't."
That's just for not leaving me like Bridget did Nick.
Oh my god. It's so dark. It's that whole episode just has like a cloud. Just
you know that
like
shitty podcast I listen to sometimes?
A midnight black cloud.
Turns out the guy with the big head, his girlfriend left him with a house, mortgage, bills, two dogs. Didn't even take her fucking cat with her. Left the goddamn cat.
Yeah, but Floyd's a cool cat to have, man.
Thanks for not bailing on me like a piece of shit. Just want to say thanks. That's what Tyson says to his wife.
I hope this is the one that, like, she hears. And she's just like, why do you like this? Like, he doesn't give any kind of reference for, like, the situation.
They called you a piece of shit
She comes in, like, 31 minutes in this episode, like, get in the car. And she's like, Is this those two guys you like? And
three
he's like,
times he threatened to
and
kill
she goes,
himself.
And he's like, no,
I think you should call the cops.
No, I think you'll like this one, honey, that I love, that I've spent my life with, who gave me this beautiful child. Hmm. And then they're just sitting there in the car, and she's like, Tyson, they're being really mean to you.
I don't think this is healthy.
She's just like, I don't think this is... One of them keeps saying that they're joking, but the other one just keeps calling you a stupid piece of shit.
Why do you like this?
Which one is the one who is mad about the sprinklers and doesn't know how pipes work? Is that the one? Oh, it's not. It's the other one. It's the one who's been nice for the 55 episodes.
Can we release this?
Of course. I'm going to edit it right now. I'm going to go home and edit it immediately.
Everybody that has a girlfriend, you should go home.
And go fuck yourself!
Give him a kiss on the cheek and tell him thank you for not being worthless. And tell him thank you. Because you don't know.
If you want, take a photo of you and your girlfriend or you and something you love and post it on the internet and hashtag not Nick 2016. You fucking dickheads.
Because you never know what's going to drive them to destroy your life. You don't know. You just don't know. So
you guys keep asking us to come out to Utah. I don't think you want that. Nick's going to kill Tyson.
Patrick, you're on suicide watch tonight.
The fuck
buddy.
I am, man. That's cool. Mm-mm. I have absentee friendship syndrome. Everybody knows that. My God, are you okay?
No, really not. I'm not going to do anything irrational or dangerous, but...
Yeah, at this point, you have responsibility to not, because you said you would.
Yeah, I got the dogs. That's the one thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Floyd.
And just...
In this big, empty house!
Do you want to suck my dick?
I really don't want to. I really don't want to suck your dick.
I just
want to
make love to you.
I don't want you to make love to me.
Dude, I seriously, I don't know if we should release this last part, but I'm really not in a good space.
Well, hey, let's go ahead. Let's do this. Let's wrap this up. This episode will be done, and then we'll go hang out.
Okay. All right?
I got, like, the guy's not going to be there until 2, so I can have for, like, 15, 20. All right? So we'll wrap this up. Everybody, all right, so, look.
Darkest episode.
This is audible madness. Yeah, this is a nightmare listen for some of you guys.
Sorry.
Look, we've joked about sometimes shit gets thick and we don't, if you guys haven't noticed this yet, we don't know how to deal with things like people should. There's a reason me and Nick are the only friends we keep in contact with on a regular basis, because how we treat Tyson over the internet, we treat our friends to their face.
We're the only friends we have.
Tristan.
Can you play that on the outro?
Yeah, yeah. Tristan. I'll just play in the middle of the episode. We took a break. Let's put it right there.
You know that song?
What song? Who is it? Who writes that?
Piebald.
Yeah, yeah. I'll play that.
You know
All
the right. song about going on tour?
Yes.
That song makes me a little misty sometimes.
Okay, well, is it We're the Only Friends We Have?
I think that's the name of the record.
Yeah, what's the name of the song?
Thought I saw you on the road last night.
Okay, yeah, I'll play that.
I need to get my eyes checked. It starts with a. It's the first in 5/8, so it's like down na 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 down.
I always forget that I saw them.
You saw them?
Yeah.
Holy shit!
I saw them open up for a Head Automatica of the Bronx on Thursday in Louisville.
Like Piebald's 12 years ago. Probably one of my favorite bands.
I always like people. I was like, oh, Piebald's awesome. I never got to see them. I was like, I saw them. I didn't really know who they were at the time.
Yeah, they're so fucking good. That first record, when they were like a screamo band, is super good too.
So
I love that song. Gene Kelly with Wings.
All right, guys, you've been along for the ride. Downloading. We'll stop doing this. Like, it's that easy. Like,
it's your fault.
Yeah, it's your fucking fault.
You brought this on yourself.
There's a reason people don't hang out with us. Like, I'm not hanging out with them. It's going to give them an excuse to yell at me. I'm not going to do that.
Please send me words of encouragement because I could use it.
Post some funny photos of just things. Send Nick funny videos. I sent Nick a whole fucking 15-minute stand-up. Did you watch the Anthony DeVito stand-up? We're going to watch that. That's what we're going to watch when we go back in the living room.
I saw
you
send it, but
we're going to watch that when I go in the living room. And you're going to be happy. All right, so everybody, thank you so much for listening. You're fucking welcome. Tyson, all in jest, from this side of the table. From the other side of the table, I don't even know anymore. I don't even know.
No, I'm just joking.
We genuinely appreciate everybody downloading it. Like, this gives me and Nick an outlet, so when shit gets thick like it has been, we can do this, and it makes us feel better. We don't really care how you guys feel about it.
That's what rapists say.
Huh? Yeah, fucking, you tell us we can get in your ears, I'm going to stick my dick and my balls in them. So I'm going to fuck that ear up. So thank you guys so much for listening. I'm not apologizing for anything we said this week because we've both had...
I'm not sorry.
Me and Nick both have had shitty...
Yeah, you didn't get ice cream. My life has been destroyed.
Thank you. Fine, somebody gets it.
I mean, I get it. Yeah.
Yes.
Shit's getting rough.
I had some things... Well, there was a serious thing that happened that I can't talk about yet.
Karen spite ate ice cream.
Kelly.
Talk Kelly.
And shitty Karen, second floor Karen comes up. Look, I don't want to talk. I'm going to get mad again. Everybody else got ice cream.
What's it like to have feelings?
Oh, I don't know that. I'm the wrong guy to ask for that. So thanks everybody for listening. Until next week, we'll be taking bubble baths with our pants on.
Born ugly. Very stupid.